The new collection of songs from the rock trio Sleater Kinney is called The Hot Rock. The title may be a reference to the 1972 Robert Redford theft movie, with lyrics to prove they've seen it. But rock critic Ken Tucker says the collection is more about another kind of hot rock, the molten lava of emotions in a tumultuous love affair.
The three women of Sleater Kinney, singer Corin Tucker, guitarist Carrie Brownstein, drummer Janet Weiss, continue to make some of the most intense music in rock and roll. Most often, Tucker's laser-like vocals cut across Brownstein's jagged guitar lines, while Weiss's drums race around them, thrashing out a desperate beat. On their previous CDs, they've often sustained a terrific, exhilarating intensity. The most immediately noticeable distinction on The Hot Rock, therefore, is the way the band is trying out different speeds, sometimes slowing things down to walk more slowly around a melody, opening up trap doors of sadness and grief.
Love is the size of these tumors inside us. Hospital room, in my hospital groom, the ring on my finger so tight it turns blue.
The other refinement in Sleater Kinney's new music is that, increasingly, Tucker is sharing vocals with Brownstein, but in a typically atypical way. On a song such as the one I'm about to play, called Burn Don't Freeze, Tucker sings the main melody, while Brownstein speaks lines beneath her, posing contrapuntal sounds as well as emotions. There's a moroseness running through this CD like a deep cut. That song seems to talk about the frustration of still being in love with someone who's no longer in love with you. Brownstein's spoken vocal acts as the conscience of Tucker's narrator, murmuring about rejection by saying, "Baby's putting me out," that is to say, putting out the fire of the romance that still burns in the singer. It's a theme that runs more subtly through the rest of the CD as well.
Oh,
There's no way that music as assiduously discordant as Sleater-Kinney's is ever going to appeal to a wide audience, and one of the many admirable things about the band is that they don't expect or even want it to. In a recent interview, Brownstein said that if the group started selling CDs in the millions, it would, quote, be really strange. I don't know if I could sleep at night, she said. We've definitely grown, she noted, but the larger you get, the bigger the disconnect with your audience gets, and that starts to get scary. Well, if there's one thing the Hot Rock proves, it's that this band is not timorous about facing down its own fears.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Sleater-Kinney's new CD, The Hot Rock.